Do teen relationships reflect on future relationships? How can you tell if you're in a toxic relationship? What is it like to be in a healthy relationship? But do we all think it reflects on the future? We don't know for sure, so we decided to gather information from each grade and see the difference from each other.
We took two freshmen, boy and girl. This is his thought on a healthy relationship.
What's your name?
Caden.
What grade are you in?
Ninth grade, freshman.
Have you ever been in a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what made it healthy?
Communication. And trust. Honesty.
Do you think being in a healthy relationship as a teenager reflects on the future?
Yeah, because you can learn from your past relationships.
What are your thoughts on teenage relationships?
As long as you're responsible in what you do, then I think it's all right to date as a teenager.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, this is the freshman girl's perspective on a toxic relationship.
What's your name?
Emily Butler.
How old are you?
14.
Have you ever seen a toxic relationship, a teenage relationship?
Yes.
And how did you know it was a toxic relationship?
Because you can tell when the person is very, like, degraded and, like, emotionally sad. And you can tell. You can tell that the person's not being treated right or...
Do you think that reflects on their future relationships?
Yes, because it'll turn into a habit and they'll think that it's okay.
Now moving on to sophomores, but they both decided to talk about a toxic relationship because they both feel that it is a better topic and something more people need to look out for. What's your name?
Perla.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yeah.
What made it toxic?
Just, like, not being able to talk to other people in that relationship when they were able to. And I think also another thing is that when you guys don't communicate about things and... They always make rules about how you shouldn't do this and they shouldn't do that.
Do you think you being in a toxic relationship as a teenager reflects on your future relationships?
I think it definitely does, because then I'm just insecure about what other people are going to think or what they're going to do. Because then I feel like I should be scared to do the things that I still like to do and not be able to talk to other people. And it just reflects on the relationship, on how you're just scared to be with that person at that point. You just don't really want to be with anyone anymore. And at that point, you should honestly just take time to yourself, unless you think that person is just going to change.
What's your name?
I'm Jordan.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yes.
Can you explain what made it toxic?
Not trusting each other, disproving that you're able to do things, like, not with each other and still not have to worry about them doing something behind your back.
Do you think your toxic relationship reflects on your future's relationships?
It makes you kind of have a shell up, like, you don't want to go through the same stuff, so you're not going to put yourself through that stuff.
Moving on to juniors, this is his thoughts on a healthy relationship.
What's your name?
Gideon.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Have you ever been in a healthy relationship?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me what made it healthy?
I guess just seeing each other often and being honest to each other and helping each other out.
Okay. Do you think being in a teenage healthy relationship reflects on future relationships?
Yes, I would say it does. It helps you a lot, like, learning about yourself and how to treat other people, and, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on teenage relationships?
They're good as long as it goes right. Like, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong, and, as long as both of them enjoy it and have a good time, it's all right. But if not, then not.
Okay, thank you. What's your name?
Adrie Frazier.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship? What made it toxic?
Just on and off a lot, I guess.
Okay, have you ever seen a toxic relationship?
Yes.
What made it toxic?
Same thing, cheating all the time. Okay. Going back to each other.
Do you think being in a teenage toxic relationship reflects on future relationships?
Yeah, it shapes how you perceive relationships from then on and, like, what you want. Sometimes people start to become, like, only thinking they deserve a toxic relationship, so they avoid, like, healthy relationships.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on teenage relationships?
I think they could teach you a lot. Obviously, you don't want to be too connected at a young age because it could really mess you up, but I'm not against them.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, we have seniors. This is what he had to say about a healthy relationship. What's your name?
Uriel.
What grade are you in?
Senior.
Have you ever been in a healthy relationship?
Yes.
Can you tell me what made it healthy?
Kind of communication, just hanging out a lot. Yeah, that's basically it.
Do you think having a healthy relationship as a teenager reflects on future relationships?
I feel like it does.
How?
Just because, like, if you're cool with people, they'll be nice to you back, and then you guys can, like, be better in the future.
Okay, thank you. Now we got her perspective on a toxic relationship. What's your name?
Vandy.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yes.
Can you describe what made it toxic?
It was physically, emotionally, mentally toxic.
Do you think it reflects on future relationships?
I think that it's a huge reflection because, like, I take away, I look at relationships as more like, you gotta be more careful now. So yeah, it does change a lot of things, and there's, like, a lot to take away from being in a toxic relationship, I think.
So what are your thoughts on teenage relationships?
I think as a teenager, you should have fun. You shouldn't, like, limit yourself to the things that some people get put in, like, put themselves into. You shouldn't limit yourself to that. And you shouldn't let somebody control that for you.
Okay, thank you.
This is Stephanie Ponce.
And Jacidia Morales on podcast Delta Paw Print.
On teenage relationships, now signing off.